news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senate, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Good evening, people. Well, good afternoon some places. It is daylight savings time now, and I can't believe that it's still daylight outside. That's the one thing I love about daylight savings time is you get more sunlight during the summer days. And who doesn't like the sun? I mean, unless you're evil and despicable. And you only like the darkness, like dark elves or demons or, you know.
Vampires.
Vampires like the sun. They just can't take the sun.
Oh, well then. What? I'm getting a weird echo.
Echo? From me?
Hello? Okay, it's gone.
Okay. So, sorry I'm late, people, but... As always, we're on the air. This is the What Do You Read comic book show. I am your host extraordinaire, the surfer, the only surfer, the only surfer you need to know.
There have been no surfers before. He is the first, the only.
And this is Jordan Cobb. Can't get rid of him. Don't know what to do with him.
You're gonna love me till you die.
And so we're going to put on a show for you. And it's the comic book show of comic book shows. And you don't have to just listen to us talk. You can call in.
Yeah,
how can they do that?
In a number of ways. You can pick up your telephone and call us at the number 215-253-4516. You can also... call us on Skype. Just call or add the contact SilverSurfer_forever. All that's lowercase, by the way. Or, like me and Surfer, we are in the Listen Live chat room of Rant Entertainment Media Radio at www.rantemradio.com/chat-listen-live. And also... that is where you can listen to all the fine programming on Rant EM Radio, such as Mondays. You get the That Awful Podcast and the Freaks and Geeks show every Tuesday. You get the rant with this closing on.
You don't have to go through all that till the end of the show. Forget those shows. This is our show. This is our time. We shining.
Okay.
We balling.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, you can listen to us and all the other fine shows of Rant Entertainment Media Radio at www.rantandradio.com/chat-listen-live. But you can also listen to us, if you can't, on here, you know, on the go. You can, like, listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Geek Life Radio, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, and, of course, the almighty iTunes. Just go to iTunes right now and subscribe to Rant Entertainment Media Radio while you're there. Rate us 5 stars, leave a review. That's going to help us out a lot to get more notice.
So, Jordan, I got a question to ask you.
Okay. I have an answer.
Can you watch porn parody comic book movies?
Can I watch what?
Do you watch those porn parody comic book movies?
Yes, I do, actually.
I can't watch them.
Why not?
Because I don't like mixing my porn and my comic books. I don't understand.
Well, I'm going to admit to a good place right now. I enjoy porn parodies because some of them are... It's a guilty pleasure of mine. It's pretty fun to watch them to see.
Pervert.
Like, you know, how some of them...
You nasty.
Whoa. I did not say... I just say watch them. You are putting words in my mouth that I don't appreciate. I did not get...
Sicko.
If you want to... okay, Tipper Gore, if you want to judge me. But,
hey, Tipper Gore is a fine, outstanding American woman.
By the way, side note, how many of our listeners do you think are going to get that reference?
Why? Everybody know Al Gore and Tipper Gore.
Yeah, but the whole Tipper... Okay, you know what? Never mind.
Tipper Gore tried to keep our children safe. Never forget that.
Anyway, as I was saying, I do enjoy porn parodies as a whole because some of them put a lot of love and effort into, like, actually showing... How, you know, their fandom and whatnot, and others are just, you know, some funny shtick, you know, porn parodies. And some of them can actually be entertaining, so I enjoy porn parodies. But comic book ones, yeah, those, like, you know, a Batman one of the 66 show?
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a version of that without all the sex scenes. It's actually still kind of enjoyable. Like, it's its own little story, but all the butt stuff.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I saw parts of the Superman versus Spider-Man. And I couldn't believe how much they put into the special effects for a porn movie.
Oh, yeah. Some productions have plenty of good budget to do some of the stuff, like laser vision and flying and all that.
But anyway, enough of that. Enough of that.
We could do a whole show on that.
Should I do box office or should I dive right in to what's been blowing up the internet for a few days now?
Oh, you mean the latest lolcap?
The latest what?
Lolcap.
Lolcap.
Lolcap. You know, L O. Okay, joke fail. Never fucking mind. Let's get right to it. Whoa. The only thing I think we're nosing. Kingsman passed 100 million.
Wait. I'm the box office guy around here. Okay, if we're doing box office, I'll do the box office.
All right, fine, go.
Okay. First of all, let's start off with the number one movie of the week, Chappie. Brought in a disappointing 13.3 million.
Oh.
This is a low box office weekend. Chappie was number one.
But you know what? That's actually good for me because I'm in this summer movie draft league, and I am gonna clean up next weekend with my first movie.
How come I wasn't a part of this?
It was with me and the group. Okay, you're not gonna fucking guilt me right now.
See, people, I get left out of everything. Kingsman is in fourth place. Brought in a nice little 8.3 million. Now its domestic total is 98 million. It surpasses budget, of course. It's a hit.
Sequel.
SpongeBob comes in at number five for $7 million. $148 million this movie has made for freaking Sponge and a Bob. and a pair of pants. And that's our box office report for the week.
Cinderella's going to make me a lot of money next weekend.
I saw Cinderella.
How was that?
It was okay. I mean, it was a Cinderella movie. Nothing. I mean, it's not really much you could do to make a Cinderella movie, like, you know, spectacular, in my opinion. I mean, you just got to not act it bad, and it'll turn out fine.
Well, I had another friend go see it, and she loved it. So,
Yeah, it is a woman-leaned movie.
Here's the thing. My friend really isn't that typical a fan of Cinderella. It's like one of her lesser favorite of all the...
But it was well crafted.
Oh, well, yeah, that's what also she said. It just looks gorgeous, and Kenneth Branagh did a wonderful job with the direction, and, like, it's the best Hell in the Bottom Carter's been in a while.
And Chappie. Oh, Chappie. Chappie.
Man,
I saw Chappie, man. So disappointed in that movie.
Apparently, according to my friends, Chappie's great. Just everything else around him sucks.
Well, okay, I was going to do a review, right? But I didn't. So let me do a quick review here.
All
right,
go ahead.
Okay, so Chappie is about this robot, right? He was a police bot, you know, down in Johannesburg. The police robots was taking over for the humans. They was getting the job done. I mean, this was some real RoboCops and shit. Even all the robot police sounded like Peter Welker RoboCop, right? Straight down to the voice. Chappie was just a regular bot, number 22. And he got heavily damaged during a raid. And he was going to get crushed. You know, no, yeah, we can't fix him. So we just smash and make a new one. But Dev Patel, who's the creator of this of these police robots, he's creating the AI program. He's cracked it. And he's ready to make this come online. He takes it to his boss. Boss like, that's not what we do. Don't even think about it. And he had told the guys that was going to destroy Chappie, look, don't destroy it. I might need this robot. They said no. So he steals the robot. And then he is kidnapped by these gangster criminals who think, if we get this guy, he can make us a remote. We can just turn the robots off. It's like, doesn't work like that. And he's like, convinces them to allow him to put this robot together, which he does. They're like, well, we got a robot on our side. We can do this. And there's a convoluted plot where these people owe some money that they really shouldn't owe, and they got a week to come up with it or they're dead. Okay. So Chappie's a kid, and he's this intelligent kid that he can learn. But These knuckleheads got Chappie, so they teaching all the wrong stuff. And Dev Patel, who's sneaking in trying to teach this robot the right things, like, look, don't do this, do that. So Chappie's learning conflicting things of right and wrong, okay? And he doesn't understand the concept either, okay? The people that got him all the time is like, no, you got to do this. It's okay. Mommy and Daddy want you to do this. Okay. Hit where Hugh Jackman comes in. He works for the same company. Uh-huh. He got this big robot. It looks like an Ed 209. And his robot is a failure because it costs too much. And where like the cop robots they got, you know, they work on their own. You just tell it what to do. What this giant monstrosity of a robot that Hugh Jackman want to put out in the market. You got to use a interface and the brain and tell it what to do. And it's so big and over packed with firepower that there's no way it can be do anything as far as policing. It's just there to murder people. So Hugh Jackman finds out about Chappie, and he's not really interested in stopping Chappie because he thinks AI is bad. He just cares about making his own pockets fat. And so when these gangsters make Chappie do something he shouldn't do, they're like, well, destroy it. So he goes out to destroy Chappie. And shit happened. And the problem is the movie's too damn violent. Too fucking violent.
Really? That's a problem?
Yes, in this case it is. You know, I was expecting something that was going to warm the heart. And, if you're going to make an action movie, that's fine. But you can't make an action movie about a robot that's coming online and you know, you're the cracked artificial intelligence. And when are people going to learn about artificial intelligence? Haven't they watched The Matrix and Terminator to know that that's the death of human beings?
See if you agree with a criticism I keep hearing is that Blomkamp has a good grasp of his ideas and what he wants to explore.
Well, that's the other thing about them. That's the other thing. Okay, look, I think the man can make a good movie, but you got to stop making freaking movies about how bad the world is. I mean, this man's view of the world is just It's just so bad, it's not even funny. It's like, everybody's a gangster, it's a slum, and it's cops against crooks, and...
Okay, I want to get to
porn.
I want to get to the news, but before we do, I want to ask you just two real quick questions. One, do you feel any confident about his attempt at the Alien franchise? And... do you honestly think that District, and do you feel like some people do, District 9 might have been a fluke?
I don't know if District 9 is a fluke. As far as Alien, okay, this is probably the first time he can't do a movie in the middle of Johannesburg. Because if he's doing an Alien movie where they land on another planet, and it's all worn down and slums, and people are living in abandoned... factories and stuff like that, and everybody's a gangster, I'll turn on him. But if he crafts a real good story, you know, and it's intriguing, it's not just aliens ripping people apart, but there's some human emotion involved, then okay. I mean, we'll see.
I'm not
ready to write him off yet, and I didn't think Elysium was bad. You know, I know a lot of people didn't care for Elysium. I was entertained by it.
I thought it could have done better.
I got no problem with you saying that. I got no problem with anybody believing that. Yeah, that could have been, Elysium could have been done a bit better too, but I enjoyed it enough.
Yeah, I mean, I will say the one thing that kept me fairly entertained for Elysium was Sharko Copley, so...
And then that was the thing, like, okay, Charlton Copley does the voice of Chappie.
And Motion Capture.
Right. So they teaching it gangster street and all, and it looks like a joke when it's like, do what daddy do, you gotta be cool. And then Chappie's like, you gotta be cool, and he just sounds like goofy, and it's like, whew. And then there were some things that happened in the movie that I just saw telegraph coming, like, 20 minutes in, I knew how things was going to end. And it did. So, that's just...
All right. All right. So that was Chappie, people. Let's get to the news.
No news. Not yet. There's no rush. You know what I want to talk about.
Well, I thought that would be part of the news.
No, it's not news. That wasn't news. This is just history in the making. This is life. This is what we live for.
Go.
Avengers 3 trailer came out this week. It's just, oh my god, I can't think. Nipples are hard, man. I'm telling you.
Surfer just made a mess that I am not going to clean up.
I didn't make a mess. I'm just saying my nipples are hard from watching that trailer. I mean, okay, listen. The way trailers work, right? That first trailer, when the first trailer come out, it's a teaser.
Yeah, it tickles the balls. It's foreplay.
When the second trailer comes out, you get a little more. It's the third trailer that'll second tell you...
base.
Huh?
Second trailer, you get second base.
The third trailer tells you the story. Always look for that third trailer on Blockbuster. That's going to give you...
everything.
The storyline and the plot of the movie.
And what the story here is... Tony Stark... wanted to create a program to help, you know, better suit humanity. Basically build, like, a suit of armor around the world. Hey! Admirable idea! Sounds pretty fair.
That's always a disaster.
How Ultron is created.
That's always a disaster. You know, only Tony Stark doesn't realize it. Trying to create some kind of robot to guard the Earth is gonna not turn out to be bad for everybody.
He should know by now. But hey, at least, like Hank Pym will be have the blame put on him this time. Maybe, we don't know.
He
could have designed blueprints. We won't know until the movie comes out.
Sorry, if you hit crunching, I got a couple of chips I want to scoff down. I'm trying to be quiet, but so it looks like the Avengers they're like. But all the trailers show them struggling.
The struggle is so real.
I mean, I don't know how Ultron does it, but that scene where like hundreds of Ultrons come rushing in at them,
And we finally get to see the full size and scale of Ultron as compared to everyone else. And he's huge.
And finally got a look at the Vision.
For a microsecond.
Doesn't matter. Still got to see him.
Yeah, we did. And it's cool for a microsecond.
Now, who's going to create the Vision? Is that Tony Stark 2 or Ultron creating the Vision?
I think it's going to stay to the comic origin that Ultron creates the Vision. Basically, it's to show he is the ultimate force in that he can also create life. So, I believe it's still going to be Ultron that creates the Vision, but the Vision will have what I'm going to say is a glitch in its programming.
Well, the Vision is supposed to be
and
Jarvis.
Good.
The Vision is supposed to be Jarvis.
Yes. Yes. See, okay, here's what I think is going to happen. He's going to create Vision as to be like his lieutenant, as it were, for his army of Ultron bots. And to really stick it to Tony, make it the Jarvis program. But Jarvis, having been so loyal to Tony and all that, will have a glitch in him, well, a glitch according to Ultron, that he'll be good and essentially just side with the Avengers.
Sorry.
And then so many fans of the of Vision and Scarlet Witch can start fantasizing about them being fully realized together on screen.
Now, you do get to see more of the Scarlet Witch and the Vision actually.
Yes, you do.
Taking on the Avengers, like
like Quicksilver just straight up cold cocks Captain America right in the face.
And Scarlet Witch does something to Iron Man, where you see her throw some magic in his face. And
well, now Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, I said Scarlet Witch.
No, you said Iron Man.
The Scarlet Witch throws something in Iron Man's face.
Okay. Oh, wait, I meant Black Widow. Like, she put magic on Black Widow.
It was Black Widow too?
Yeah, there's a shot in the trailer where she's holding her hands up to Black Widow's head, and there's like a red mist.
Yeah, I saw that with Iron Man too.
I might have missed that shot.
Anyway,
hello.
There's a scene that's more than one trailer where she throws like a ball magic and just hits Iron Man up against the wall. So, how long they fight the Avengers before they realize they're on the wrong side, who knows?
Yeah. And hey, if you are excited about the Avengers, Age of Ultron, and you really want to go and watch all the films that came before, well, don't fear. AMC Theaters and some participating Regal ones have your back.
Stanley.
There will be a 25 straight hour marathon at 6 p.m. on April 29th from Iron Man on to from Iron Man to Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America, First Avenger, The Avengers, Iron Man 3, Thor: Dark World, Captain America: Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, and then Age of Ultron the next day.
Now, I think you can also do a double feature, where it's just the two Avengers movie.
Yes, you can do that. That is an option. And just reading about the super...
You think you can handle a 24-hour marathon?
Hell no! No! Okay, see, here's my thing. I could go to a theater in one day and go to two, three different movies tops. But staying in a theater for that long?
Well, okay, here's the thing. If you're going to do the 24 hours, right, you've seen all the other movies. So be smart and walk out. Like,
yeah, here, like, and or know when to walk out and stretch your legs.
Yeah,
or,
my thing
is, you know, put on a new coat. Okay, here's the thing. That place is going to get foul. Looking at the schedule, about somewhere in the second act of Thor, you're going to start to smell
not really. Not unless people are farting all over the place. My thing is, I could hang with the 24 hours if I'm allowed to bring in my own food and drink.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
I gotta eat.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna marathon these movies, but I'm gonna do it within the vicinity of my own house, where I'm allowed to, like, drink beer and eat KFC as I do so. Man. So, I mean, look, and that's also why I'm never going to do Butt-Numbathon over in Austin with Harry Knowles' birthday and such.
Now, Stanley said that that Scarlet Witch is a bitch, even an android can cry. That's not right, Stanley. That's not right.
He just said even an android can cry. That's all I see in the chat.
No, he wrote me a private message.
Oh, okay. Well, hello, Stanley Kubrick. But yeah, I mean, there's no way I'm doing this marathon. No.
Who was the guy with the claws that popped out? Is that supposed to be the claw?
I think so. By the way, just to notice, I missed this detail. There will be a breakfast offering in between the screening of The Avengers and Iron Man 3. So after phase one, yeah. So after phase one, you're going to be treated to free breakfast.
At what chain?
AMC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, AMC. AMC will be offering a hearty breakfast offerings in between the break that between the first Avengers movie and Iron Man 3.
I'm sorry, popcorn for breakfast. Just don't get it.
I don't think that's one of the options. I think they're actually going to bring out omelets and whatnot.
No, I doubt it. It's just probably some donuts.
Donuts.
I couldn't find the price of it. How much did you find the price for that?
I'm trying to look. It just, hold on.
And what do you think is a reasonable price?
I imagine for that sort of thing, it's a pretty penny. Hold on. Stupid pop-up. Okay, I'm opening a link right now. If Google Chrome will work with me. Yeah, I'm getting nothing. Hello?
Yeah, you say you got nothing. I heard you. Because, you know, when I tried to look, of course, I got the... There's no nothing on sale at the moment, so...
Yeah, so do I, so... I think I have some... I think I might know something. Okay, well, screw that. Anyway, it's going to be expensive, so... The only movie that will be shown in 3D is Avengers Age of Ultron in real 3D.
So no 3D for Cap 2?
No, as I just said, Avengers Age of Ultron is going to be the only one shown in 3D.
All right, let's think about this, okay? Cost of the movie, The Avengers 2, it's 15, yeah. About $15, okay?
3D, yeah.
Right. So, at the most, I want for movies that I already own, I don't want to spend no more than another $15. Like $50, $60? No, I do not want to do that. But that's just me.
Yeah. That's me too. Again, I'm just going to watch all the movies in my house where, again, I can have beer and KFC. So, I'm not going to bother with that. I'll just watch all the movies and then head on over to my theater and check out Age of Ultron. But to those that are doing the whole theater marathon, good luck.
Okay, so where we at? I'm just not asking you personally. I'm just trying to think where I want to go to.
Well,
next.
We just spoke of the Marvel movies. Let's talk about two of the bit. Let's talk about two people that recently made a huge impact within that. The Russo brothers, okay. Joe and Anthony Russo.
I know about them signing with Sony. That's not really a story we should be covering.
Okay, fine.
Because their movie in that is not going to be necessarily comic book related.
Well, okay.
Whatever movie. All that means is that if they got a project, they show it to Sony first. Sony decides whether they want to go with it or pass. It's nothing special.
Okay, I get it. Okay, so let's talk about Luke Cage.
No. let's talk about Saturn Awards.
Oh, you mean the awards that do matter?
So Captain America Winter Soldier is leading the Saturn Award nominations with 11. Okay, yeah. And Saturn Awards, that's the science fiction and fantasy and horror film award show. And
yes.
Okay, some of the categories: best comic book to film movie release.
Which the nominees for X-Men. That are Amazing Spider-Man 2, Captain America Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, and X-Men Days of Future Past.
Now, I got a problem with Amazing Spider-Man 2 being listed. Man, there were other movies that came out that Spider-Man shouldn't have been there, you know, just because you can't think of nothing else. Because they got Edge of Tomorrow for best science fiction release, and that should be in the comic book movie category. And it's not. It's in the wrong category, for one. They also got Planet of the Apes in that category, Godzilla, Hunger Games, Interstellar, and Zero Theorem. Never saw that one.
That I did. I quite liked that one a lot.
Best fantasy film, Birdman, Grand Budapest Hotel. I just finally saw that. Hobbitses, Battle of the Five Army, Into the Woods, Maleficent, and Paddington.
And for horror movies, we got Annabelle, The Babadook, Dracula Untold, Horns Only Lovers Left Alive, and The Purge, Anarchy.
Yeah, Dracula Thriller. Untold is far from a horror movie.
Just watch Babadook, hands down. And Thriller, I'm not really sure why this is nominated, but American Sniper. Then we got Equalizer, Gone Girl, The Guest, The Imitation Game, and Nightcrawler, Action Adventure Film Release, Exodus, Gods and Kings, Inherent Vice, Lucy, Noah, Snowpiercer, and Unbroken.
Okay. Exodus, I don't know why that's on there.
It's... Why is even American Sniper on here? That was really a thriller.
I guess because it made a lot of money.
I guess.
Actors Tom Cruise, Chris Evans, Jake Gyllenhaal, Michael Keaton, Matthew McConaughey, Chris Pratt, and Dan Stevens for the guest. I didn't see that.
Well, there's...
Best actress, I'm not going to do everything, but best actress, Emily Blunt. I want to
cover some of the TV nominations.
Essie Davis, Anne Hathaway, Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Lawrence, Rosamund Pike. Where was Zoe Saldana? How come she wasn't nominated?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Well, that's film, TV, best network show. There's The Blacklist, The Following, Grimm, Hannibal, Person of Interest, Sleepy Hollow, Best Syndicated Cable.
See, I told you Grimm was the show.
Best Syndicated / Cable TV series is 12 Monkeys, American Horror Story, Freak Show, Continuum, Falling Sky, Salem, The Strain, The Walking Dead. Limited run TV series nominees are Bates Motel, From Dusk Till Dawn, Game of Thrones, The Last Ship, The Librarians, Outlander.
Okay.
Best superhero adaptation show.
I didn't realize Fallen Sky would make this list.
And Agent Carter, Agents of Shield, Arrow, Constantine, The Flash, Gotham, and best youth-oriented TV series: The 100, Doctor Who, Pretty Little Liars, Supernatural, Teen Wolf, and Vampire Diaries.
Doctor Who, hands down.
The Flash as well, hands down for.
No, I can't. Look, I like The Flash. I don't think it's the best show. First of all, Walking Dead should be on the comic book list. That's superhero adaptation. Okay.
Yeah, they said superhero. So.
I still got to lean towards Arrow. I mean, because as good as The Flash is, Arrow is way ahead as far as running out of all cylinders.
Look, I really can't blame you, but for me, this Flash just hits all the right points for me. But can I just say, I really don't want American Horror Story Freak Show to win. I hate that season so
there was
much.
We missed animated movies. Big Hero 6, Box Trolls, Dragon 2, Lego Movie, The Wind Rises. Okay, I don't have a problem with that list.
Lego movie.
I didn't see Box Trolls yet.
Yeah, never mind.
But everything else I've seen, and they're all excellent movies.
Yes, if you want a full list of the nominations for the upcoming Saturn Awards,
we got a link.
Which are being held on June 25th, you can go to the Saturn Awards website or go to comingsoon.net. They have a full list of the nominations.
We got a link to our Facebook page, the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show Facebook page.
Which you can go to and like right now.
Thank you. Okay. So...
what's next?
Where is this going to be shown on television, though?
I do not believe it will be shown on television.
See, that ain't right. See, this is the award show I want to watch.
Well, the Saturn Awards aren't usually broadcasted. I'll try to see if they're actually doing anything for that.
See, that's what I want to watch. I want to watch Saturn Awards. I want to watch Captain America take all 11 awards because deserving of it. Just saying. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. 12 Monkeys. I'm behind on that. But from what I saw, I saw the first episode. I got it saved on the DVR.
That show is just not doing it.
You know I don't watch American Horror Story. I'm too scared for that.
It's a good thing you also didn't watch the latest season because it sucked out loud.
I would give it to Walking Dead, though. Somebody ought to. You know, Walking Dead, it never gets the respect it deserves on the Emmys. And I don't know why, but...
That's why? I don't know. The Emmys have a stick up their ass. Just like the Academy does.
Stanley, you know Dakota Johnson is Don Johnson's daughter, so...
I just told him that in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to do some TV talk?
Yeah, let's do TV talk.
We didn't talk about that episode of, Gotham. When Fish Mooney ripped out our eye, man.
It was one of the few times I gave a shit about a scene with Fish Mooney.
She's no joke, but she got a new one, so.
Yeah, so.
She's trapped by the doll maker.
No. Dr. Dollmaker.
Yeah, he's the doll maker.
As the show so subtly does.
No, I mean, but he becomes a doll maker eventually. Everybody's not a supervillain yet, so.
Yeah, but that name is so dumb. Not doll maker, Dr. Dollmaker. It's just like, I'm sorry, could you make it brighter so I can tell what you're doing?
Excuse me. And we got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. back after the 2 months hiatus. And... People got on my nerves on this particular episode.
What?
People got on my nerves.
Why?
Because Fitz and Simmons, they get on my nerves like every time, and I wish Ward had finished the job off like he should have last season.
You're wrong.
Like they all complain, crying like they phobic about people with powers all of a sudden. Simmons is the worst. Fitz, he's not working with a full deck, but he ain't ready to stab Sky in the back. But Simmons, if she finds out that Sky has powers, she's ready to pull the plug on her.
That was a bit odd, because, well, look. In defense of Simmons, she saw that Sky's DNA had rapidly, completely changed. And she was, she didn't know how to properly react to that. I would have the same reaction. Like, what the hell's going on? Is my friend even really human right now? And you know, Fitz trying to help Sky out and all that, which is admirable as well. But again, Simmons I can see, given how unorthodox this seems. Like, again,
I want to see somebody pop Simmons upside the head, knock some sense into it. I don't advocate hitting females, but
it's good to know the 1950s are still strong.
I'm just saying, like, she's getting on earth. And then what's up with Mac and Bobby? Who they working for? Are they working for? They're not double agents for Hydra. You think they're working for Tony Stark, maybe? Or
I don't know. I don't know really, because then Tony might know then at that point that Coulson is alive.
I mean, why are they trying to get to the toolbox?
I don't know. We will discover that.
And why would the toolbox be somewhere that anybody can just scan for it and find it?
Well, Coulson obviously put it in a hidden place, but that model car Mac built has an X-ray scanner and something that could see through heavy surfaces. So
yeah, but if you're looking for it, wouldn't the desk be the first place you would look?
Maybe, but honestly, with how well crafted some hiding places on desks can be, you know, people just rifle through and not even think.
No. That's the first place I would look is the desk.
Well, obviously, I'm not saying you don't. Obviously, the desk is going to be the first place you look for anything. That's like basic human 101.
And then poor Rainer. I mean, she was such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful
woman. She was also kind of a shitty person.
She was not shitty. She was naive in thinking what she was doing was okay, not realizing she was doing wrong by other people. And now, of course, she supposedly looked hideous. You think she looks hideous, or you just...
She got
hit with the ugly stick. But she's been rescued by Lincoln. And it turns out Sky's mother was the den mom. Well, no, that was obvious, but she was the den mom. Well, of course she was inhuman. Sky wouldn't be.
Okay, she was the den mother to other inhumans.
Sky wouldn't be inhuman if her mother wasn't inhuman.
All right.
What we didn't know was that she was actually involved with the inhumans, like, as far as when these people get their power, she was there to help them learn to adapt to whatever the situation was. It wasn't just like she was just a person just living long, you know?
Yeah. Which
makes it more tragic that she got killed the way she did, you know?
It does.
So, do you think the Zorban Man is also inhuman too, or?
Maybe.
His powers may be something different.
I think his powers are something else. Like, something from Hydra and all that. He could be an inhuman for all we know.
Inhumans are the new mutants.
Well, yep. Since Marvel and Fox can't seem to work together.
Yeah, Fox, you messing up. You messing up the money.
Well, I say it's a 50-50 thing. So
it is a 50-50 thing.
Like, I'm not putting all the blame on Fox. Even though, look, both sides have difficult people to work with, is all I'm saying.
Can't we all just get along so we can have one big, giant universe?
Apparently not.
I got something to talk about. Ultimate Spider-Man. Right?
Yeah, good comic, terrible show. What about?
No, listen. Just relax. Now, I have said that from time to time, they have some good shows. From time to time. So, now they're doing this show where Spider-Man and the Goblin is bouncing through different dimensions, because the Goblin got the Siege Perilous, and he wants to get samples from other alternate reality Spider-Man. And Spider-Man's chasing him through the portals to try to stop him. And I don't know how many parts this is going to be, but so far he's met Spider-Man 2099 and a female version of Spider-Man in a world where women run everything. So instead of J. Jonah Jameson's J. is Jameson is a woman. Osborne's a woman. Everybody's a woman. Spider-Man's a woman. Everybody's a woman. Next Thursday is when the new episodes come on. He's going to come across the Spider-Man Noir and the Peter Porker Spider-Man. So you might want to check that out. And then last week, Teen Titans Go. Finally got the episode where Young Justice showed up. I guess you didn't see that episode, right?
No.
Okay. You know, the Titans, they ran out to stop the Hive, and of course they were being silly. And then Young Justice showed up, and it was Aqualad, Superboy, and Ms. Martian. Kicked ass. And they was like, and the robber was like, "You guys are the best." And Robin's trying to tell his team, "Look, y'all need to act a little bit more serious." And Aqualad told him, "Look, you guys are a joke. Y'all just goof around all the time. We don't have time for your foolishness." And that really hurt Robin's feelings. And he convinced his team to become serious. And when it comes to Teen Titans Go, them being serious, it's still a joke to them, because their look changed and they got so intense from being serious that they became more destructive in their quest to stop the Hive. You might want to check it out.
Okay, see, here's my thing. Look, I recognize there's a place, you know, an audience for...
No, like, I mean, that Titans episode. I ain't asking you to watch Teen Titans.
I know. I'm just saying. Look, I'm trying to... I've had a realization, if I can continue. Like, look, there is a time and a place, you know, there are people who... There are people that Teen Titans Go is made for, but me, I tried again. I just really couldn't get that into it. So maybe I'll check out the Young Justice one, but I'm certainly not going back to Ultimate Spider-Man. In any way,
just watch the next couple episodes. I'm saying,
Teen Titans Go, I'll do, but no, look, dude,
one episode of Teen Titans and a couple episodes of Spider-Man. That's all.
No, I'm done with Ultimate Spider-Man.
Don't you want to see him meet Miles Morales and all the other stuff?
I'll watch YouTube clips of Miles Morales.
Oh my god,
Surfer, I love you, man, but no,
I'm not asking you for your love, damn it. I don't need you to love me.
I'm
asking you to do your job. Be professional about it.
Oh, man. I'm not going to go back and rewatch Ultimate Spider-Man. I've been done with that show for the longest time, and I don't intend on going back.
You know what? Just because you don't want to do your job, you won't listen to me. When I win going to hang out with Robert Downey Jr. at the premiere of Avengers 2, I'm not inviting you. I'm not. Okay? Just not going to do it.
Okay, look, Surfer. I gave Ultimate Spider-Man a shot multiple times.
I'm not asking you to give it a shot. I'm asking you to watch this particular storyline where he's meeting...
I already read Spider-Verse. I don't...
So, anyway...
People, point is, I'm not going to watch it. Let's move on.
Walking Dead. How long do you think that's going to last with Rick in this new place of peaceful existence before somebody messes things up?
I don't know. As I said last week when you asked me the same question, I don't know.
Daryl does not fit into this new situation. He hasn't even taken a shower yet.
I don't know what you were saying. As I was,
I said Daryl hasn't even taken a shower yet.
Okay.
Rick's now, ready to.
Now I'm gonna give the same answer I gave last week on this question.
Last week we didn't see this episode where they are living in a house.
Well, you asked me the same question last week.
No, I'm saying now they're living in a house. They're meeting the neighbors. They haven't. All they need to do now is have a cookout. Daryl brought dinner. That was nice of him.
Yes, but okay. What I'm saying is, you asked me the same question about the, you know. That's just like anyway. I don't.
Ten, nine,
I think
eight,
it's
seven,
going. Honestly,
six,
I have
five. Four,
what the? What are you doing?
Three, two. Trying to calm down. Calm down. Calm it down. Don't let Jordan get to you. Don't let him get to you.
I can hear you.
You only got to put up with him for another month, and then you can fire him. Okay.
Sit. What?
So anyway, people,
you
if you want to go to the premiere of Age of Ultron, hang out with Robert Downey Jr. It's
okay,
real simple.
Damn it, you cut me off. I thought the episode was great, by the way.
Sorry, I mean to cut you off. All you have to do is donate to Julia's house, make a donation of $10. We got a link up. Where if you donate to his charity that he's behind.
1 day remaining.
No, 29 days left.
What? Oh, okay, I'm looking at something else.
You will be in the running to get your name pulled for to hang out with him. You'll arrive by motorcade and walk the red carpet with Robert Downey Jr. at the world premiere of Avengers Age of Ultron. Experience indoor skydiving. A helicopter ride around L.A., custom tux, gown, fitting, and more. Get flown to L.A. and stay in a 4-star hotel. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Sounds awesome.
And there are other levels, of course. You can donate $25 and $100. And
$25.
$250, $500, $1,000. Wow, there's more.
Yeah, there's additional rewards. Like $25, you'll get an exclusive digital thank you card from Robert Downey Jr. $100, you get a limited edition Robert Downey Jr. Kids Love Me t-shirt. So on.
All right, $50,000. You and 9 friends can attend a private screening of Age of Ultron. So, all right, Jordan, get your credit card out so we can.
I don't have that much.
You got it. I mean, all that illegal stuff you sell in the back, you got it.
Just because I'm stubborn. That is stereotyping, sir.
Yep.
That is stereotyping. I will have none of it.
Okay. I'll take over your business. That's fine. That is fine with me.
That's so not you fool. You silly, silly, stupid fool.
That's fine with me. Fine. Where are we at? We're done with TV, right?
And going into a TV story, Jada Pinkett Smith won't be back for Gotham Season 2.
Don't say woohoo, because I told you she was only going to last a season at the most. You knew her character was there to be the villain that goes down at the end of season one. She's not part of the Batman mythos.
I know that. I'm not an idiot. You know I know everything about Batman, but hey, Gotham's gonna get a hell of a lot better without that character around.
You know, I had no problem with Fish Mooney. I think she was an interesting enough character. And
at first, then she just started chewing up all the scenery.
No, she was never chewing up scenery. And then
bullshit.
The situation she's in now, she is plotting to make the best of it. I mean, you know, she took over that little prison right away, and then now she's bartering people to stay alive, and she's going to figure out a way to try to get off the island. Now, whether she gets back to civilization and she lives, that's another story. But yeah, I watched the video where I think she was on a Kelly and
Michael and Kelly.
It's not Kelly and Michael.
Live of I don't know. It's Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan doing the morning show.
Strahan with a gap too. What is wrong with that guy? Man, you need to get the teeth fixed. Stop eating those meta bars. Yeah, I don't like him because he played for the Giants. I said it.
Say that to his face.
I don't got no problem saying to his face. I ain't scared of him. What are you going to do? What he's going to do? He can't sack me, so. He can't sack me.
Bullshit.
No, he can't.
What? Either way, thank you, Greatness underscore 86 in the chat room. She bored me fast, is what he said. Or she, whatever your gender is. I agree. She was interesting at first, but then, as I said, started chewing up scenery so much that she just got boring and uninteresting.
You know who's boring? Bruce Wayne. This is not Batman. He's just a whiny little kid.
Hell, that Bruce Wayne character just got more interesting. And to answer Stanley Kubrick's question in the chat room, I do not know if Skrulls are going to be featured in the Fantastic Four movie.
Say it now.
Stanley asked a question. Are Skrulls going to be featured in the next Fantastic Four movie?
Squirrels?
Skrulls.
Oh, Skrulls. No, you mean the one coming up this summer? I don't think so. I don't think, well, they could use, I think they do have the rights to use Skrulls, but I don't think they're going to get that complicated. I think it's all going to be Earth-based as far as the villain, and Doom's in it, so. Who apparently in this version is a internet hacker. I mean, I don't know what's worse. Well, okay, I can see Lex Luthor being maybe Mark Zuckerberg type who gains money that way, and now he got some evil plans. But Dr. Doom as an internet hacker, no. Come on now.
That is stupid. But it's...
We'll see. I'll keep an open mind when the movie...
Yeah, we both will. It's our job. So, speaking of TV,
Supergirl began production.
What's in production?
Supergirl.
Yes, Supergirl.
The pilot.
Supergirl is in production this week. It started filming its pilot. We got our first look at Melissa Benoist in costume.
And the costume is close to the TV. Not the TV. The Superman. Man of Steel costume with leather.
But keeping true to the look as well and design of the Supergirl costume itself.
Is she wearing a skirt and leggings, or?
I believe she is.
That makes no sense. Either would give her pants or give her a skirt, but a skirt and some kind of pants leggings under it? Really?
Is that, you have a problem with that?
Yeah, it looks dumb. It's like you took away the trunks on Superman's outfit. So why does Supergirl have to wear a skirt?
She's always wearing a skirt.
Right, okay, she wears a skirt, that's fine, but you don't wear a skirt.
Well, mine is to make 52.
Huh?
Well, I said, well, mine is to make 52.
I don't know. I'm just... It doesn't matter. I just hope the TV show is worth watching.
Greatness 86 says Supergirl suit looks pretty good. They like it. Stanley Kubrick, Supergirl sucks. Says the S doesn't stand for super. Back in my planet, stands for sexiness. How is Supergirl sexist? What the... Did I miss something?
Sexist? Or sexiness?
S-E-X-I-S-T. Sexist.
Maybe it is sexist. I don't know.
Okay. Greatness 86 says Surfer just wants to see some ass.
No, I don't want to see ass.
And Stanley chimes in. She has to wear a skirt so she can pee quicker. where when she sits on the bowl. What the shit is going on in the chat room today?
I don't know. It's confusing to me.
In other TV related news, we now know who all is handling the writing of The Man Without Fear of Daredevil's Netflix show. We already knew Drew Goddard had written the first two episodes, and that showrunner Stephen DeKnight wrote and directed the season finale. But now, thanks to a listing at a Writers Guild event after all episodes are released, we now know who is all involved. We have Adam Kane, Christos Cage, Ruth Gage, Luke Talatu, Call 2, I'm fucking up that all the same, and Thaddeus Petrie. Pretty damn solid writing cast overall.
Yeah, well, I still need their password in April. And then I'm going to need you to go half-sies on a PlayStation account so we can watch Powers in a couple of days.
Powers won't be available for some other sources.
I don't know nothing about that. But Powers is debuting this Tuesday, right?
I believe so.
The 10th, yes. The first three episodes.
Yeah.
And the first one will be available for free to everyone, so.
Yay!
Somebody sent me a link to iZombie, but I wasn't able to watch it yet. Have you seen
it? You didn't forward that to me?
Because it wasn't able to watch it.
Well, forward it to me. I might be able to watch it.
I'll do that later. You know, because, no, they wanted you to sign up for something that I did not trust.
What?
I have no idea, you know.
Why do they want you to sign up for?
Because, you know, every place that wants you to sign up, I don't trust it.
I don't know what they're trying to get you to sign up for.
We'll discuss it off air. That's all. No big deal.
Greatness asks if the Turtles are going to be in a Daredevil show, and I highly doubt that. He says he would like it in there just, you know, for a wink, which I doubt.
What about Daredevil?
Greatness 86 asked if they were going to show the Turtles in the Daredevil show, since, you know, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were a riff on what was going on with Daredevil at the time when those comics were being made. And I told him, I highly doubt it.
Okay.
And you say I don't listen. I am so disappointed.
What do you think about the Kingpin's look?
The what?
The Kingpin's look.
Vincent D'Onofrio looks perfect.
I saw him at Comic-Con. And he's put on a lot more weight than normal. But that bald head works for him. I mean, he hasn't had the bald head since he was Gomer Pyle, but he did look like he was intimidating in the scenes they showed of him. So, yeah, they got the right guy. I mean, you're never going to get some 500-pound person, but.
Well, speaking of Daredevil, earlier this week, Marvel TV chief Jeff Loeb was chatting up the the second half of season 2 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the UK premiere of Agent Carter, and came up and discussed the crossover potential of the upcoming shows on Netflix. Loeb said, look, it all exists in the same universe. As it is now, in the same way that our film started out as self-contained, and then by the time we got to the Avengers, it became more practical for Captain America to do a little crossover in Thor 2 and for Bruce Banner to appear at the end of Iron Man 3. We have to earn that. the audience needs to understand who all these characters are and what the world is before you start commingling.
Well,
in terms of where it's going.
Jessica Jones is going to start off with a commingle.
Well, yeah, Luke Cage. Those characters are essential.
And then, you know, Luke Cage already, he's either going to meet or he already knows Iron Fist. So this mingling there, it's just a question of when Daredevil meets up with any of these people. You know what I mean? What, like, is he going to make an appearance?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a month for that, right?
Yeah. Well, on Tuesday it'll be a month. Yes.
Yeah.
And so. I should say it again. I am way too excited about the since.
Well, that's
Daredevil.
Easy for you to say. You got Netflix. Dare?
No, that's not the point.
No.
Daredevil is my favorite Marvel character.
Now, I do have a problem with them doing the Defenders, and it's not the real Defenders. And a lot of people think that when they say they're doing the Defenders, they think it's going to be the comic book Defenders of Doctor Strange, Submariner, Silver Surfer, and the Hulk. That's not the Defenders they're doing. They're doing Iron Fist and Luke Cage and Jessica Jones and Daredevil.
The Netflix shows.
Instead of calling it Heroes for Hire, which it should be, they're going to call it the Defenders. And I guess they think the Heroes for Hire name won't sell. And they can't call it Avengers because that'll confuse people. So, they can't call them the Champions because they can't use that name anymore.
Well, the people you just listed are all of Defenders members.
Who's a Defender?
Daredevil.
When was he ever a Defender?
He was a Defender.
I'm not talking about the secret Defenders. I'm talking about the original run of the Defenders.
Okay. Okay, I might have fucked up on. Wait.
I don't worry about it.
Okay, but you know Iron Fist is a Defender. So. And Luke Cage and. You know, of the such. Oh, wait a second. Yeah, Daredevil was a Defender. This giant size Defender is number 3. He later became a recurring member.
When we were talking about TV earlier, I meant to ask you, did you watch the finale for Star Wars Rebels?
I haven't gotten around to, I haven't had time yet.
Oh, okay. Then I can't spoil it for you.
No, you can't.
You're supposed to be caught up.
Hey, life gets in the way of things sometimes.
Well, I'll give you a hint at the end.
Surfer, I think you have a breathing problem.
Well, you would too if you've been burnt by molten lava. Just saying.
Well, don't hang out around Hawaiian volcanoes.
All right, what's the next news story?
The next news story is that Extinction Agenda is finding its way to Secret Wars.
Okay, of course. Like, what crossover are they not doing during Secret Wars?
Human Torch asked Spider-Man over to move his couch into his new apartment.
What crossover was that?
I was just making a stupid joke. Marvel is launching a 4-issue miniseries of Extinction Era, this time being done by Mark Guggenheim on writing and Carmine Gian Domencino. I apologize for screwing that name up. Extinction Agenda was a crossover of the 1990s Extinction Agenda of War Zones. So, Extinction Agenda was a book back in the 90s and such. Man, they are really bringing a lot of things out for this one. Surfer?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you were. Okay.
I was just listening to you. I didn't thought you was done. Have you seen the trailer for the Dragon Ball Z movie coming out?
I'm not a Dragon Ball Z fan.
Okay, this is blasphemy.
I tried Dragon Ball, couldn't get into it.
What Dragon Ball did you watch that you couldn't get into?
I watched Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z.
And what is wrong with you?
I said find the story that good.
The story is awesome.
Hey, Surfer, people can have differences.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
We're on the same page or we're not a team. You know, listen, seriously, I know the Joker's a big deal, and he's a major character, and people... We know people that padded their lives after the Joker. But, you know, when they doing stories of Jared Leto cutting his hair off, that's not the same to me as getting a first look at the Joker. And you know, we put the link up to that article. But, okay, he cut his hair off. I want to see him in makeup.
Whoop-de-friggin-do.
I want to see how he looks in makeup.
What do you freaking do?
I mean,
got a haircut.
Right. What Joker are they doing? Are they doing the Heath Ledger Joker with scars and his face paint? Or is it the Joker where that stuff is real and his hair is really green and his face is really white and he's deformed where his face is in a permanent smile? Which Joker are we getting here? That's what I want to know. That's what I want to see. Okay? Did we talk about the Dwayne McDuffie Award yet?
The what award?
Dwayne McDuffie Award.
Nope. That's all you, man.
Why? Because I'm black?
Because I didn't see the news story for it.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, the inaugural award was awarded last Saturday at the Long Beach Comic Expo to Nyla Magruder, creator of MFK, writer, director, and producer Reginald Hudlin, former Black Panther writer and one of the co-founders of the new incarnation of Milestone Media, delivered the keynote address at the event. Hudlin shared the text of his speech with CBR, which you can read on their website. I'm not reading that whole thing. But, you know, I'm glad Dwayne McDuffie's getting his due and he's being honored with an award given to people who do outstanding work. So, you were talking about Supergirl. Wasn't it some more people added to the cast you want to talk about?
What? No, there weren't any additional casting this week.
Well, so the Jeremy Jordan, that was last week?
All the casting news was last week.
Okay.
I wasn't giving any tone. I was just saying.
No, okay. I just wanted to make sure we're covering all the bases. What do you think about the Community trailer?
It looks amazing.
Yeah, I wish it would come on. We gotta watch it once a week, right? Beginning March 17th.
I still don't know. Community season 6 or Age of Yahoo, as the trailer done in the style of the Avengers teaser, Age of Ultron teaser said. is premiering on March 17th, and I am oh so excited.
Now, we talked about Arrow earlier. This is going to be a major villain to be introduced at the end of season 3 of Arrow. And what you think about? Did we talk about Arrow being Batman for the most part?
Yeah, we've discussed that plenty of times.
So next year, they're going to start calling the Arrow the Green Arrow, I believe. I think he'll finally. It'll finally be called Green Arrow, which makes sense. Can't wait for that to come back on the air. What's the next news source? News story.
Well, first off, I'm just gonna say I'm just gonna make a prediction that Community, all the episodes are gonna be released on the same day.
No, I don't think so. But
oh wait, I found it. Community will premiere on Yahoo Screen on March 17, 2015, with a two-episode premiere, with new episodes being released every Tuesday thereafter.
See?
Hey, we didn't know. So, now we got confirmation.
Are you He-Man fans out there? We finally got our first look at the Battle Cat. And what'd you think of the picture?
Looks pretty cool.
Now, they left out Battle Cat in that first He-Man movie they did with Dolph Lundgren, where they came to Earth to find music. Man, that was... Did you like that movie?
It was
a disappointment to me.
It was boring. By the way, I'm just going to say this right now, the server might get pissed at me again. I'm just not a He-Man fan.
I don't have a problem with you being a He-Man fan. I mean, the original cartoon sucked. The 2003 He-Man is awesome. That's what you should watch. Try to get you to watch that and you won't do it.
Watch what?
The 2003 He-Man.
I'm just not a fan of franchises.
No, 2003 He-Man is taken serious. It's not goofy. There's a storyline involved. Okay, it's not just He-Man going around smacking Skeletor and Skeletor. I'll get you next time, He-Man. I mean, you find out how Adam became He-Man. You find out how Skeletor became Skeletor. You find out everybody's origin. You find out who Grayskull is. You find out the origins of the Snake Men and Hordak and everything. You know, it's a real storyline. You find out who Teela's mother is.
Yes,
it's the princess.
Okay.
Like, okay. The prince, okay, real quick. The princess was married to King Grayskull, right? And, of course, when Grayskull died and gave up his powers, so one day somebody could use it, she, you know, went into the castle to protect the power of Grayskull. And then one day she decided she needed a break and she left. And she came across a soldier who had lost his memory during a battle. And they fell in love. And she left him. And he went back to war. And she ended up having a child. So after she had the child, she brought the child to Man in Arms and said, "Here, this is your child." I mean, no, he said, "Here, take care of this child for me." And Man in Arms don't realize that that's his daughter. But he raised her as his daughter. And... The princess doesn't want Teela to know the truth for some reason. I don't know. Anyway, I guess
okay.
I guess it would be weird that her and He-Man are a couple, and He-Man is a descendant of the princess. But okay, you never listen to my recommendations. Anyway, I'm tired of recommending.
Okay, hold on. I listen to your recommendations.
No, you don't.
I do. Don't you act like I'm not a great ungrateful little bastard. Don't you,
you
do
are.
That.
You are. All your generation is just ungrateful.
Hey. Blame my little brother. But look, I take your recommendation seriously. It's just I've never really been that fan, big a fan of the He-Man franchise, so I will check this.
Okay, I'm not asking you to be a fan. I'm just asking you to
I know you're not. I'm just saying, in general, if I could finish my point, that I will, even though I'm not that big a fan, I might check this show out, is what I was going to say. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can you let me finish sentences?
I said, I'm just listening to you.
I'll look this show up. But Surfer, if I look this up, if I get enough time to watch an episode, you gotta stop bugging me about Grimm.
No, because Grimm is awesome.
I tried Grimm.
You watched the beginning of the first season and haven't watched it since. And Grimm has gotten better and better as the season's going along. As the years go on, it gets better and better.
I got other shows to watch.
That's why it's a Saturn Award nominated show. I didn't see Fringe get nominated.
Fringe got nominated.
No, it did not.
Yes, it did.
When?
When it was on air.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
Well, I give a damn about no Fringe, but you and your ilk.
Fringe was great.
Fringe is bullshit. No, I'm sorry. What's next? Sarah Michelle Gellar is joining Star Wars Rebel. So she's going to be working with her husband.
Yes, she will.
Come on, Surfer. I'm dying to know who is Skeletor in the 2003 cartoon. What is his backstory? All right. Since you asked, Stanley, you're my homie.
Oh, what are we?
I'm gonna try to make this as quick as possible. Okay. Skeletor was this evil dude named Keldor, right? He was a adversary to what's the king's name? He-Man's father, the king, right? And He-Man's father at the time wasn't king, he was in charge of security. And one day, the elders came to him and said, look, you know, our time is short, so you're going to be king, and we're just going to, you know, we protect this realm as long as we can, but we're going to die. So, Keldor tried to make one last-ditch effort to try to take out King Randall. Okay, that's it. Take out Randall. And he tried to throw acid in Randall's face, but Randall used his shield to block it. And then the acid hit Keldor in his face. So Evil Lyn took Keldor, and he's dying. And he went to this temple, and Keldor begged Hordak to save him. Hordak was like, okay, if you think you know what you want. And he used his powers and turned him into Skeletor. And Skeletor took one look at himself and went mad at that point. And that's how he became the evil Skeletor that he is today. That's why he's a person with a skeleton face. Because it was burning off anyway. And Hordak used his ability from his trapped dimension to make him into Skeletor. Okay? That make sense to you, Jordan?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you don't give a damn.
I just wanted to do the show. Hey, look, I'm glad you took time to do that. And I'm glad you didn't take long. That's good.
Yeah, I try to. Where are we at on the news stories?
It's basically, there was a film released this week about an African superhero.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I gotta watch it.
Yeah, I did too. Again, I've been busy as shit. But for those I also want to check it out, like me and Surfer. I think we'll talk about it next week if we have enough time. Oh, yeah. Rise of the Orishas is a African superhero short film. As that debuted online from Igodo Films.
Okay, I gotta check that out.
It's also on Vimeo, so you can look for it there as well.
Yeah, Hordak was a joke in the 80s cartoon. But in the 2003 version, Hordak was so powerful that there was an episode where Hordak was going to escape this dimension he's trapped in. And even Skeletor was like, I'm not having this shit. I'm not letting this guy out. Even He-Man thought he had to go stop Skeletor from releasing Hordak. And Skeletor was like, no, I'm not here to release him. I'm here to stop him getting released too. Hordak was the reason why Grayskull died. Because in their final battle, Hordak was being sucked into this other dimension, took out Grayskull and fatally wounded him. So that before Grayskull died, of course, he gave his powers to the elders and then gave up this other half of his powers in the Sword of Power so that one day someone can keep the realm safe. And they also explain why Eternia is split in half as far as light and dark. Anyway. Whew. How long is this film online? Or is this,
12 minutes.
Okay.
12 minutes. Okay, also Wolverine. Also, shooting news. Wolverine 3 is set to start shooting early next year. As said by director James Mangold.
Yeah, in the 80s version, Skeletor betrayed Hordak because Skeletor worked for Hordak and he got trapped in another dimension. Of course, he snatched She-Ra when she was a baby and then raised She-Ra to be evil until She-Ra found out the truth and found out she was She-Ra. And then they're both goofy cartoons, so that's not even getting to that.
Also in shooting news, James Gunn during a Q&A, made a review for Guardians of the Galaxy 2 will be filming. James Gunn was asked if he will be coming back to Dragon Con. And he replied, maybe. I'm going to try because we're filming in Atlanta. I hope it works out for my schedule. Marvel did shoot Ant-Man in Atlanta last year at the new Pinewood Atlanta Studios, and Captain America 3 is going to be shooting there as well.
I've never been to Dragon Con.
Never have I. I'd like to go. It sounds like a fun time.
Maybe.
And as you mentioned earlier about a villain coming to Arrow Season 4, Damian Wayne will be known as Damian Dark. That's what they're talking about.
Lee wants to know where I got this information from. There's a three-season He-Man. Like I said, came out in 2003. 2001 to 2003, somewhere around there, okay? You can get them all on DVD. They're probably clips on YouTube. I could try to find some for you later, but if you watch every episode, it explains the whole story. Even from the beginning, you get to see how Adam gets the power sword and everything. It wasn't just he had it from the start. It was like Skeletor was trapped on half of Eternia, and they escaped, and it was wrecking havoc, and the princess told Man-at-Arms, bring Adam. Here, take the sword. You're going to become the man. Go kick his ass. And season three is when the King Hiss and the Snake Men show up. And they were just as bad. King Hiss is just as bad as Hordak. Like Snake Mountain, of course, that was King Hiss's hideout. Way before Skeletor took over. And what happened was King Hiss and Hordak's men got into a fight to see who was going to take on King Grayskull. Hordak won and defeated Hiss, and they banished them. And then Hordak lost to Grayskull. So, good stuff to watch. Please send me more messages.
Speaking of stuff to watch, we'll be watching Luke Cage, which star Mike Coulter said is going to be geared a little bit more towards adults. But he was also asked recently about how he's going to fit into Jessica Jones. And he said, quote, Marvel actually gives you a special training, a special training class on how not to say too much in interviews. We're in the middle of shooting, a.k.a. Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage is a very interesting character who just happens to have super strength and unbreakable skin. He's a neighborhood hero, very much linked to New York Jessica Jones. It's all part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but Luke Cage is a darker, grittier, more tangible character than Iron Man or Thor. He likes to keep things close to his chest, operate on the hush-hush. He has the abilities, but he's not sure how and when to use them. He's a very nuanced character.
I just hope that they do Luke Cage right and it's not stereotypical and ghetto-ish, you know. I mean, like,
well, yeah, I do too.
There was a Max version of Luke Cage that I picked up and was so angered by it. I mean, they got him with gold teeth and the four finger ring, and I'm like, this is not right.
Well, we only got two more bits of news. One is that the comic book series and strategy board game Dust is going to be made into a feature-length film by Lionsgate, adapted by director Weird and Miller's Rawson Marshall Ferber.
Uh-huh. Sorry.
And will be produced by Dan Lin, producer of the Lego movie. It's currently searching for writers. And there's a live-action Link fan film that is garnering a lot of buzz online.
I still gotta watch that. I still gotta watch the rest of it. I only saw part of the Power Ranger video.
I haven't seen the Power Ranger one.
Your girl's in it.
Yeah, you already said Katie Sacco.
Right.
Except, yeah, I like her, but I wouldn't say she's my girl. Whatever.
Yeah, she do. You fantasize about it. It's fine.
I fantasize more about Christina Hendricks.
Yeah, you fantasize about a lot of people.
Yeah, including you.
I fantasize about people. You know who I fantasize about? I fantasize about people, women on the page. You know, No, I'm just kidding.
God damn it. Well, that's all the news.
Yeah, we covered everything.
Yeah, we covered everything.
We talk about
I'm looking at the list. We covered everything.
Okay, you talk about Damian Wayne on Arrow, maybe?
Yeah. I just said that. Yeah, I
Sarah
said
Michelle
that.
Gallagher joining Star Wars Rebels.
Yes, we Surfer.
I'm just telling you,
yes, we covered everything.
Don't yell at me. I got failed.
I'm not yelling at you.
We talk about Fish Moon? No, I'm just kidding.
God damn it. We have covered everything, Surfer. There's nothing else to talk about except how much more awesome I am than you, but we can go on that for hours.
Yeah? You awesome. You won't give me your. We talk about Independence Day too.
I'm not sure that's really Was there anything with that? I'm not really sure that
Yeah, they cast Jesse Usher.
No idea who that is.
I think he's going to play the kid from the first movie that was
Will Smith's son?
Well, it wasn't his son. That was more of his woman's son.
Stepson, then.
Yeah.
To be honest, I haven't really heard much about Independence Day 2 because I kind of don't care about Independence Day 2.
We talk about Lucius Fox joining...
Oh, actually, I did forget about that.
See that?
One mistake.
One mistake too many, if you ask me.
One mistake over one. Okay, there are two things.
And Jeremy Renner's showing up as Captain America.
Jeremy Renner's going to be in Captain America Civil War, so all fears of him dying in Age of Ultron, dead.
He could still die and show up in Cap 3 as a flashback. Who knows?
Yes, maybe, but I'm going to say he's alive. So Chris Chalk from Homeland is joining Gotham as Lucius Fox. I would be excited, except it's Gotham, so...
Well, it does kind of make sense that there's going to be a Lucius Fox, because apparently the Wayne board is going to be taken down, or it looks like they're going to be taken down after they try to off little Brucey Wayne, the whiny little kid that he is.
He's appearing in the penultimate episode of the season with an option to return for season 2.
Did we talk about ABC picking up Agent Carter and Agent
Shield? Okay, that's not a news story.
But it's not a news story.
Okay, Surfer.
They are news stories.
That's not a current story. That was from last year.
No.
Yes. Surfer, the story talked about Agent Carter being put to series and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. being renewed for a second season. And the article even said they are still prepping for the Netflix shows.
I thought that was for this, you know,
next Daredevil.
Season. I'm sorry. Yell at me some more. Why don't you?
I'm telling you.
It's okay. It's okay.
Look, the story is a year old.
I thought it was a news story. That's all.
No, it's not.
I don't read these stories. I just try to read. But I thought that was a current story. So my bad.
Okay, hold on.
I messed up.
Okay.
Sue me.
Calm down.
Just sue me.
I might sue you for sexual harassment.
You wish.
Well, I'm just saying, if you read it, then why'd you post it? Knowing, like, it's...
I didn't read that one.
Ah, oh, jeez. You gotta do better, man.
Okay, once in a while I don't read a story. Okay, once in a while happens.
Gotta do better. But look, people, Agent Carter is not renewed, nor is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so that's that. And obviously me and Surfer have issues to work out.
Neighbors is on TV.
Okay.
Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Did you think it was funny?
Yeah, I found it funny.
I thought some things about it was funny. I thought some things was annoying. Did you see the Avengers skit from Saturday Night Live last night?
Yes, I did. With Chris Hemsworth, his host.
I got up to that point before I fell asleep. I got to watch the rest of it.
I forgot he was hosting.
Oh, the Cinderella movie. You mentioned that earlier, right? Hayley Atwell's in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she is. And that'll do it for all the news.
Okay, people. What other fine shows do we have at Rant In Radio? Well, let me tell you. Well, the only show you really need to tune into every week is the What Are You Reading comic book show every Sunday at 5 p.m. But if you want to listen to other shows, okay, my browser's freezing up. Okay, every Friday. You get usually a new episode of the Lex Experience podcast, where he talks about everything from movies and different things. Thursdays, you get Ranting Wrestling and the Rexplex, two times the fun at 7 and 9 p.m. Wednesdays is Turnbuckle Throwback with Phil and Dave at 9 p.m. Live every Tuesday is The Rant with Double A, Tony C. Mondays is that awful podcast. Is that right? Did I say that right? With Phil Sweeney at 7 p.m. And then at 11:15, it's Freaks and Effing Geeks with Lee and Rage. And I'm not done. That's why. Hold on. Come on. Stop. My browser.
I'll keep on Tuesday.
I did Tuesday. Did I talk about the wrestling calling show every Saturday at 11 p.m. with William Morgan?
No, you haven't. Hold on. I just got a question from Stanley Kubrick. What digital comic book reader do you use, and where do you get all your comic book downloads? I guess that's more of a personal question.
Do you want to give that information out on the air, or you want to give it to him privately later?
I'm saying I use Comixology.
Oh, okay.
I do use Comixology. It's a good service.
I got some books from Comixology and from Marvel. I just got a code for a free Marvel book. Avengers 35. Which is kind of the start of the Time Runs Out storyline that's currently going on. And I really need to get my comic books from the store before I bust. Because that's just, it's driving me insane that I picked up comic books in like 3 weeks now.
I'd say so.
Okay, what is wrong with my browsers? So did I mention all the shows?
You haven't mentioned them all.
Okay, so I guess we got no reason to stay on the air, right?
Nope, not at all.
The hell? I see what's going on now with my computer. I got too many music players opening up for no apparent reason. It is making it so I can't end the show.
What the hell?
I know, when my computer locks up, I can't do anything until I close all this open thingamajigs and doohickeys. So I got a lot of TV to watch tonight. I got Once Upon a Time and Walking Dead and Total Divas. No, two with Total Divas had nothing to do with what we do. But you haven't woke me for some reason. I just find it to be getting too boring. A couple wrestlers did show up. Just folks at a dollar piece. And that's the other thing. Watching these guys try to lowball people out of valuable stuff, to me, is insulting. I get it that if you got a book that is worth $200, that the store is not going to give you $200 because then they can't turn around, sell it, and make a profit. But don't try to, you know, get something fair about it. Don't, you know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm almost ready to end the show. Well, the thing that I need to end the show, that's acting up now.
What the hell?
I know. If it's not responding, then we're going to be stuck on the air.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Okay. All right. Whew. Thanks for listening, folks. How can they follow you and reach you and talk to you? And
you can follow me on Twitter at Jowoco, J-O-W-O-C-O.
If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm SilverSofa4, F-O-R. And, of course, you can follow us on the What Are You Reading comic book page on Facebook. And if you want to friend me on Facebook, look for The Surfer Silver. And you can become my friend on Facebook. And if you like Rant Ian Radio, you can join their Facebook group too. And of course, we got WrestleMania weekend coming up in a few weeks. Close to 24 hours of original programming. Which that weekend we will not be doing a What Are You Reading comic book show. But I will pull out from the sofa vaults a brand new fun show. The weekend of WrestleMania.
And which we is are going weeks. To have a lot of fun on that show.
What do you mean we? I'm not French.
Surfer, your ugly American is showing.
Why? Because I eat freedom fries? I'm just saying.
What? Never mind.
Anyway, don't worry, people. I'm not abusive to Jordan. I just toughen him up for the zombie apocalypse. That's all. So, say goodbye, Jordan.
Which, ironically, you will be eaten in right away.
No, I'm going to survive. You know, it's the idiots that think they can go out, that think they're going to have fun going out there chopping off heads. They're the ones that are going to go first.
Well, I would just like to end the show by saying me and Surfer may not always get along here, but I do love him. He is somewhat of a brother to me.
I don't need your love. I need your respect. I need your
fear. I do respect you. I
need you to fear me.
What? Okay.
Do what I tell you, okay?
Can't you have both my love and respect?
No.
Why not?
Because it doesn't work like that.
Love and respect can go hand in hand.
Anyway.
Good night, everybody.
See you next week. Until then, peace.